What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The one and only Darren Green Show. Finally, I'm back. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Darren Green Show, your weekly dose of pop culture news, music, social media gossip, and reality TV. Be sure that if you're watching this on YouTube to leave your thoughts in the comments, leave a like. And if you're not subscribed to the channel by now, girl, what the hell are we doing? Subscribe to that Get ZM channel. And also to the audio listeners, hey, be sure to leave a rate and review. We love those. You can leave comments on Spotify, as I've mentioned before. And I will always mention, because I want you guys to be interacting with the podcast, honey. Watch it on Spotify. I mean, if you're on Apple Podcasts, hey, how y'all doing? What's going on? And all the lands across the lands when it comes to podcasting, like the audio version of that. Yeah, it has definitely been a minute since I've been on my soapbox. I mean, I've been giving y'all content every step of the way. Like, I've been giving y'all a lot of reels and a lot of weekly apps. We also did a reactionary video to Sabrina Carpenter's album. I just want to speak on that very briefly because that was a very successful video. I've gained 6,000 followers because of it, or subscribers, excuse me. And I just want to thank y'all. Let me just give y'all a bomb. Let me give y'all a bomb, honey. Shout out to y'all for coming to my platform, subscribing, interacting, doing what you got to do. I'm just very grateful that I'm able to still grow on YouTube. And just to give a little bit of a update, I'm back on the TikTok Creator Fund. So we're going to be heavy on TikTok again. Yay. Because I'm telling y'all, I need incentive, honey. I need incentive. I've been doing this. We are approaching the 8th year since I've been doing this thing. Okay, whether you want to call it the podcast or the YouTube channel, Darren Green TV or whatever. You get what I'm saying? I've been doing this for 8 years. 8 years. I feel like Nikki, I've been winning consistently for 8 years, at least respect it. Okay. Papoose wrote our Ether record. No, but for real, we're coming up on the 8th year since I've been doing social media, essentially. And it's very rewarding. Like, I'm not gonna sit there and say I stayed stagnant or I haven't received any highs. Like, I've received a lot of stuff during that time. I mean, my growth on TikTok has catapulted me and catapulted my YouTube to the point where I just never thought I can get to that point. You get what I'm saying? Because I used to do YouTubes way back when, child, way back when you were supposed to do YouTube, because you was probably getting money if you was making a lot of views. But I just didn't get the process. I didn't get how things worked, and I didn't get the instant gratification at first. So I just stopped and came back again and stopped. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't care. I'm going to post what I'm going to post, and it's going to get the views or it's not. And you just got to stay consistent, and you just got to keep going, even if you're not seeing. Let me tell you something. Honey, I used to get 5 views and I did not care. I don't know. I always say I was like, back when I first started trying to really do my YouTube, like taking it serious and stuff like that, I did not care. I was getting like 5 views. I was getting 2, 3, 4, 5 views. There was some videos, if you scroll back far enough, ain't nobody watched it. You get what I'm saying? I don't know. I just had so much drive back then. Now I just feel, I don't know. I need to get out of that. I guess but the drive that I lost was the fact that after graduating, I'm working full-time jobs. You don't have time for social media, but no, I'm going to prioritize more. We're going to use a new editing software for this podcast episode, so we're going to test some things out. Hopefully that is successful. I'm manifesting it for my future self, and I'm not like in my room literally losing my mind. So we'll just see how that goes. Photo shoot was successful. We're going to get some new photos that's going to come out for the banner profile picture. I might do something for, you might get a new podcast cover art for the audio listeners, just something visually. the photo shoot, it's, I mean, I think we took a lot of pictures, and the person that I hired to do this, she really is a professional, and I have high hopes that they're going to come back and we're going to work with my outsourcing team. I got an outsourcing team, which is just Fiverr. If you're a creator, you know what I'm talking about when I say Fiverr, child. But I was able to meet some creators on there that I'm working with again to give a good production of the show, child. It's time for me to get into my professional video bag. Like, we're done with the webcam. We're done with the simple edits. We are going to next level, because if I'm going to have these many subscribers on there, y'all want to get your return on investment, I guess. I don't know, your investment of subscribing or whatever. So I'm going to be sure to do that for you guys. We have a lot to talk about today. It's not that we have a lot of things to talk about. We have to talk about some very serious topics, and we're just going to run through it. We're just going to do what we got to do. I'm just going to say what I'm going to have to say, and that's just that on that. Okay. So, as y'all know, we got to talk about the whole Charlie Kirk situation. We got to talk about Tyler Perry, and is he being extorted? Who knows? We also got to talk about Krishan Rock. I know I haven't talked about her for a minute. She's saying her sisters is holding her child hostage, and a whole lot more we got coming up on the Darren Green Show. Okay, let's start with the whole Charlie Kirk situation. I want to talk about this and get this over with, honestly. It's time to wrap up this topic. I think that it has reached new levels of just tomfoolery. I seriously think that we're just gotten to the point of just no return with this topic. And I'm going to give you the spark notes, the synopsis of what's been going on this entire week with the situation. And then I'm going to give you guys my thoughts. Okay. So Charlie Kirk, conservative activist, author, and co-founder of Turning Point USA, was fatally shot during a public event in a Utah Valley University. The occasion was a part of the American Comeback Tour, and the event, with over 3,000 people in attendance, was attended as one of Kirk's signature campus debates, okay? Basically, what happens here with these little things is there's a whole bunch of people, and some people get in line to debate him on topics, and apparently he debunks them and says whatever. I watched a couple of his clips. I can't get past 5 seconds because I think that he was a very annoying person to me. He probably wasn't annoying to some people, but he was definitely annoying to me. So I don't watch a lot of his content, but I heard of him and I heard a lot of his rhetoric and stuff, especially when it comes to his views on gun laws and stuff like that. We'll get into that. But Kirk was under the tent speaking with a student about mass shootings. A single shot struck him in the neck. Investigators later determined that the shot came from a roof of a building on the campus, approximately 140 to 200 yards away. Kirk was taken immediately to the hospital, but the wound was fatal. Okay, on September 12, 2025, authorities arrested Tyler James Robinson. Let's get him up here, child. Tyler James Robinson, 22-year-old from Washington, Utah, as a suspect in the killing. Robinson is being held without bail and is charged or expected to be charged with aggravated murder, discharge of a firearm, causing bodily injuries, and obstruction from justice, child. I mean, the shit is crazy. I mean, there was casings that had words on it talking about ooh-woo and, you know, the ooh-woo and all this. I'm just like, what is going on? We got a statement from the actual mayor, or not the mayor, the governor of Utah, child. This is what he had to say, Jam.
3 hours, I was praying that if this had to happen here, that it wouldn't be one of us. Mm. That somebody drove from another state, somebody came from another country. Sadly, that prayer was not answered the way I had hoped for 30.
Yeah. So he did the debriefing. I mean, we got some content from the wife. I mean, the wife of Charlie Kirk has done this press tour right after losing him. I mean, she had some type of personal funeral or something like that, because we saw like clips. I'm not going to show it because like he looked like a wax figure. Of just videos of her just saying, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, I'm gonna miss you and you're with God and all this other stuff. This was just a little bit what she had to say, child.
The evildoers responsible for my husband's assassination have no idea what they have done. they killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. But they should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea.
All right, that's enough of that. Where can we even start, child, at this point? There's so much to be said. There's so much content with this discussion. For starters, because I know people finna be in the comments on some bullshit. You get what I'm saying? Let me just say this before, I'm gonna preface this before I say anything. You get what I'm saying? Political violence is not an acceptable behavior. It's not the way to go. Violence, really, just violence in general. Let's be very clear on that. Violence in there, because everyone's like, he wasn't a politician, he was a commentator. You get what I'm saying? I talk politics, I ain't no politician. You get what I'm saying sometimes? Violence, gun violence in general is not okay. But we said that to y'all. And this is what I said on my TikTok. We said this to you already. We said this. We repeatedly said this, that there need to be stricter gun laws and that we have a big problem with gun control in this country, where anybody's able to get a gun, be registered for it, and do whatever they see fit in this world. You get what I'm saying? And y'all tried to say that we were trying to take your rights. People have died at the hands of extremists. And now, okay, it's at your doorstep. It's at your doorstep. And y'all want us to have fucking empathy. And my thing is this. He didn't have empathy. He didn't believe it was a real thing. He thought it was a new aged word that us libs and people on the left made up. He didn't have empathy, but we're supposed to have all the empathy. Now, I mean, let me tell you something. I find the situation very ironic because the last words that he said on this earth, child, he was fixing his lips to blame gang violence on most of the crimes in this country. All for the shooter not to be a black person, not to be a transgender, not to be an immigrant, but a cishet, white Mormon man, likely Republican. They said his family was Republican and we're not sure where he stands politically, but there was talk that he is a Nick Fuentes fan. And with I don't know what they call them things, the Groggeries or whatever the hell they called the Nick Fuentes. I don't get into that. I know a little bit about Nick Fuentes. He is a commentator that kind of comes for other people on the right that are not like white nationalists enough. Like him, like Nick Fuentes and Charlie Kirk, they had they had a rivalry, and they said that this person, the shooter, was a fan of Nick Fuentes. So I mean, at this point, it is kind of looking like, in the grand scheme of things, it does look like it could have been some gang violence, but it was not the gang violence that you thought. I feel like we have to really watch what we say. And to the people celebrating his death, because let's get into that a little bit. Let's get into that. I personally did not partake or will not partake in the celebratory of somebody dying, because I understand that the universe will do a uno reverse, and I do believe in double karma. You get what I'm saying? Yes, I believe that karma was given to him. Karma could be given to you. If you try to gloat at somebody dying, like, you just got to respect the dead. I have no quarrels with y'all. I'm not going to sit there and be like these other people that's like,
you mother fucking animals, you liberal, progressive, deranged fucking animals.
You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like that. But I am going to tell you to be careful. Be very careful in what you say online. Be very careful of what you say at your jobs, because people, they're talking like, we have politicians that's over here talking about something. If we catch people online gloating and making light of his death, we're going to take away your driver's license. We're going to ban you from social media. I mean, I don't know. I might be freaking threatened, child. My damn pages might come down just for me having a neutral take. I mean, we have people that got fired. There was this news reporter on MSNBC that was fired for having a neutral take. And I'm going to let you hear what he said.
Following up on what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions. But following up on what was...
So when you hear stuff like this is very neutral, and I guess I took a little bit of offense to this because I'm always on the fence. And when I say I'm always on the fence, that doesn't mean like, I don't know. Like, I'm always in the middle of a discussion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on one side. I'm not on the other side. I live on the fence, and I'm going to stay on the fence. I live on the fence. I'm going to die on the fence. You get what I'm saying? Two things can be true at the same time. And I feel like what this reporter said was not in poor taste. He was a person that was very divisive. He said things that pissed a lot of people off. And that sometimes, and it's not right. Nobody is saying that it's right, or I'm not saying that it's right. You get what I'm saying? Nobody's saying that it's right, but I'm just saying that stuff like that happens because of the way, if you're infamous, if you say things, it can trigger people. And being that this country already has a problem, like when Beyonce say America has a problem, she did not say that for her health. America has a problem. It's a possibility that things like this can happen. I just want people to be a little bit careful because, like I said, when it comes to the jobs, when it comes to social media, I mean, even this post right here, it was showing that there is an actual website which is geared toward people putting anonymous tips out on people that are in jobs or in schools to put their information on this website, on this database, so we can collect the data of all the people that talk crap or said or laughed or whatever with the whole Charlie Kirk situation. People's LinkedIn pages have been leaked for saying stuff. I just want you guys to be very careful. I want you to be careful. Like I said, this is going to be a very neutral take. I do not want to partake in any celebratory of anybody's death. However, okay, a heavy however, that don't mean I got to give a goddamn. I'm sorry. And it don't mean that I have to. I feel emotionless. I don't feel rejoice. I don't feel upset. I'm indifferent. And I have the right to be indifferent about this situation. I don't think that he should have died. I don't think that he should have been killed, because at the end of the day, not even just because I don't like the motherfucker. It's just the simple fact that they're going to make a martyr out of him. And this is going to radicalize people even more, where we're going to see people that are left leaning that are just doing what they're doing. I mean, celebrities that are left leaning, you get what I'm saying, could be targeted by the radical right. You get what I'm saying? And this is the start of it. So I think that I'm just looking at the bigger picture here. I think that these times that we're living in, child, is very weird. But like I said to the people, be very careful, especially with them jobs. I had a friend that told me, oh, my manager was talking about how he's such a Republican and he just cannot believe that this happened, and just going on and on about how he can't believe this happened and people like this shouldn't be able to do it. I'm telling you, I told her, I said, honey, that's a warning. That's a warning. If people are giving their unsolicited opinions, you didn't even ask them. You didn't even bring up the conversation, because I had some at my place that will bring up the conversation and try to angle it in the sense that, oh, well, that we understand that's wrong, right? You ain't got to tell me. I'm not the shooter. I'm not. When did I ever gay radical? You get what I'm saying? No, people will try to challenge you, and I shut that shit down. I don't talk about politics. You get what I'm saying, at my job and stuff like that, because you don't know what everybody stands for, and people get offended, and that's how a lot of fights break out, especially men. People get real aggressive when you have these conversations. So I would just say, be very careful on the conversations that you're having. I mean, if you're working at a job that is very prestigious or a big company, you got to be careful. Like, some people that are saying stuff, like, they can say, people on social media, if you're like a content creator, like, that's, you get your bills paid from YouTube and stuff like that, even that, I mean, with this damn, these congressmen that's trying to sit there and ban people from social media, if you're a person that makes your own money, obviously, nothing really can happen to you. But people at these jobs, I just need y'all to be very careful with this conversation. This is not something to be taken lightly. And this is not me trying to defend the family, because at the end of the day, that wife, and let's circle back at that damn wife, that wife weird as hell. I'm sorry. She was doing close to ASMRs over here on that damn. But I'm like, is this the funeral? Is this some type of viewing? We're privy to the viewing of this man. I feel like this, we shouldn't even be giving this much content. She did a whole press conference. She said things is not over. I guess she's going to take up his mantle. It is what it freaking is. Do I have anything else to talk about this? Just back to the whole empathy thing. I just don't like how when something happens, there were campuses like HBCUs that were shut down. Not shut down, but were on lockdown because of fear of people coming into the schools and doing some bodily harm as a retaliation to this. Like I said, and after seeing all this, this situation had nothing to do with Black people. Yet we were kind of dragged into the fold. I mean, we, a lot of people on the left, because most Black people are left-leaning, so there you go. You want us to have empathy for somebody that told a Black child that civil rights should have been a mistake. You want us to have empathy for a person that called George Floyd a scumbag, okay, who said that gun violence and casualties is necessary, right, to maintain people's Second Amendment right. The universe did a Uno reverse on him, okay? And that's just simply that. Some people took a liking to that. I'm indifferent. You get what I'm saying? I'm very much indifferent in regards to gloating about this man's death. I feel nothing. But I do fear, like I said earlier, that it's going to radicalize people and we're going to see more assassination attempts. And I mean, this might even get the government to try to get a National Guard, all this other stuff. I was very surprised with some people's like response, like Dr. Omar's response to all this. I mean, he has said more than what he said with recent stuff with Black people. I'm just like, okay, so wait. I mean, I get it. You saying that people shouldn't be gloating and stuff like that. Okay, fine. You could have just not said nothing. You get what I'm saying? And the people that are really gloating about this, I mean, it's TikTok people, it's stupid kids or younger adults that don't understand the gravitas of what they're doing. I mean, I've even seen some creators that were once, they had tens of 20s of videos, you get what I'm saying, gloating about like seeing that scene. Because I know I'm pretty sure by now everybody done seen it. But now they're kind of reneging. Possibly because their job probably talked to them, or somebody that close to them in their proximity probably talked to them and was like, yeah, this is not the way. I mean, I know y'all find him. Like, the thing about Charlie Kirk, yes, he said a lot of things that was, ugh, you get what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't know him like that. I didn't know of his content like that to hate him that much, to gloat on his death. You get what I'm saying? And even if it was that case, I'm not, like, it's just not in my nature, because I'm, for people, some people that's on the left. Now, I ain't talking about the leftists, okay, because there's different factions in the left and the right. And I think that's the issue here, because we have people on the far right and people on the far left, okay, that are radical as hell. You get what I'm saying? And that's where the violence comes from. But in this situation, no, this man was not on the left. The man that shot Charlie Kirk, it was not on the left. This is y'all problem. Okay, y'all have an intermediate problem with y'all factions. And y'all need to figure that out and iron that out before we can move forward. But what's not the narrative that I will not allow is that this was the person that was on the left. They tried to sit there and say he dated a transgender woman. I'm like, okay, where's the pictures? Who's the person? Are we doing these? They are still investigating. You get what I'm saying? They're still trying to figure out a manifesto. They're still trying to figure out why he did it. It's a lot of things at play here. We don't know a lot yet. We will know soon, because I'm pretty sure in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be news. It's going to come out repeatedly in regards to this situation. I just want peace. Peace in the Middle East. Okay. I just want peace. You get what I'm saying? Because it's just, what are we doing? What are we doing? It happened. Like I said, I feel indifferent. I'm not sympathetic. I'm just not going to be sympathetic. I'm also not going to gloat. I think that two things could be true at the same time. Okay. And that's just really that on that. I really don't have anything else to say about Charlie Kirk. I hope I don't have to say anything else again. Yeah, you guys will tell me what you think in the comments. Like I said, please comment on Spotify. We have a comment section over there for the audio listeners. And we can move on. Tyler Perry is getting extorted, child, allegedly. But that's what the people are saying now, child. Well, I'm going to read this little excerpt and play this video, and you know we're going to talk about it. So Derek Dixon, the man accusing Tyler Perry of sexual assault, recently sat down with the ABC News to detail the alleged actions that led to him filing a $260 million lawsuit against the mogul. Now, in the interview, Derek detailed a time when Tyler allegedly pulled down his underwear and grabbed his buttocks unsolicited in 2021. Derek claims that he was at Tyler Perry's house having a nightcap, okay, when he decided he was too drunk to go home, so he stayed at Tyler's guest home. As they both walked into the guest quarters, Derek noticed a fancy weighted scale and asked Tyler about it. Tyler then said, "It works best when you are in your underwear." See, Tyler weird as hell. Derek says that he hesitated about it, but Tyler allegedly pulled down his pants and underwear without his permission. Then he claims Tyler grabbed his buttocks, child, multiple times and told him not to worry because it wouldn't hurt him. Derek says that he then distracted Tyler to get out of the situation, ran into the bathroom, and locked himself inside. Now, in quotes, it says, "Unless someone has been through something, having the control of their body taken away, you don't understand the feelings that you have in the moment." That's what he said to the interviewer here. Derek claims that he hopes the lawsuit can show victims that they can get justice from their accusers. He says, in quotes, "I'm looking for accountability, something to deter him from doing this to somebody else. How do you stop a billionaire who won't stop themselves from doing this?" I'm going to play the video from the interview, okay? So we're going to play a little bit of that, okay?
2021, another alleged incident that you outline in your lawsuit where you're, again, at Tyler Perry's home in Atlanta, and it ends up with you locking yourself in a bathroom.
We started out having drinks in the living room like we have done before, and it got to a point in the night where we were both kind of feeling drunk, and I remember we were walking back to the guest area where I've stayed before, and there was this health monitor scale on the way. And I was like, "What is that?" And he said, "Well, you have to be in your underwear to measure whatever, so you should do it." He reached down and pulled my underwear down and grabbed my ass, and I,
not ass. You saying this on CBS?
And pull back my underwear up.
ABC?
Kind of grabbed my arms and said, "No, it's okay. Just go with it." And I said, "Stop. I don't want to be naked. I don't want this." And he was just like, "I'm not going to hurt you," and just continued. And in that moment, unless someone's been through something where they have their control over their bodies taken away, you don't really understand the kind of feelings that you get in that moment. It was almost like every thought came through my head to run, to fight, to freeze. I didn't know what to do.
He says he de-escalated and distracted Perry and eventually locked himself alone in the guest house bathroom.
The day after that, he called several times and I ended up getting afraid of what was going on the other side. So I picked up, and that's when he said he was sorry for what happened. He doesn't know why he did that, and that maybe he was self-sabotaging or something. And in the same call, he said, "And don't worry, we're going to do your show."
Of 2021.
Okay, there's another clip to this as well that I wanted to show.
In your lawsuit for damages totaling $260 million, how did you arrive at that number?
Part of that number is my lost job, my lost income, the loss of the show. The other part of that is a deterrent for how do you stop a billionaire who won't stop themselves from doing this.
How difficult has it been to tell your truth?
It's been hard. It's been hard. It's a vulnerable thing to talk about.
Okay, we're going to stop here. Now, here lies the issue, right? Is Tyler being extorted? I mean, yes, to a certain extent. And also, I think that it was 1,000% avoidable if Tyler just not have been a goddamn creeper. No NDAs, bitch. You thought you that cheap that you didn't think this was going to get caught up into the... The only way out of this for Tyler is to countersue. I mean, because he's doing interviews. He's not stopping his endeavors. He is going for a force. He is going for a lawsuit. And he gonna get something. I'm leaving here with something. I'm from around the way. I'm leaving here with something. You get what I'm saying? He's clearly not backing down. That man is asking for over $260 million. When I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah, he's gunning for early retirement. It's definitely giving the girl, the OnlyFans girl with Shannon Sharp, is definitely giving. That girl sat there and made that post. She was like, huh, I can finally retire and live my life now. And this, that, and the third. I'm going to be leaving OF and all this other stuff. That's going to be this man. He's going to be leaving acting. Okay. He's not going to be acting. Okay. If he gets a fraction of that, what he's asking for, oh, it's over for him. And my thing is this, it's just like, I'll be looking at these black men. Y'all freaking do it to yourselves. Because I believe to a certain extent that there was some freaky business going on. I mean, there are things on both sides. And I'm going to be honest. You came to his house. You willingly went to his house multiple times. After the situation. Because first of all, I'm hearing, last time we talked about you got too drunk and then you got into the guest room and he was in the bed and he tried to sleep with you and sat there and was doing weird stuff. The other time he was getting aggressive with you. This time now he's getting you into the bathroom, trying to put you on a weighted scale, doing all this stuff, and you locking yourself in the bathroom. So these are three different occasions where you willingly went into this man's house. You got drunk and you couldn't go home. I mean, after the second time, I would have been like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to just get a little Uber to a little bed and breakfast. Yeah, I'm saying, No, you decided to stay again into the guest room. And I hate the sound. I don't want to sound like I'm victim blaming. Let's be very clear on that, because I'm not in disbelief that there was some foul play going on. But I got to give it to you like y'all give it to the women. I mean, you go into the lion's den with. You get what I'm saying? And I hate that I sound like that, because at the end of the day, assault for men is a real thing. But it's just looking looking a little extortion-y. You ask for $260 million, you're saying it's going to cover the cost of you not working? Yeah, clock in. Okay. Audition. Go to Hollywood. Leave Atlanta. Okay, because I'm pretty sure he could have got casted in some shit. You get what I'm saying with his physique and his likeness and stuff like that. So my whole thing is, I'm not in disbelief that Tyler did some freaky deaky things, but what I think is that there was something going on. There was some type of, and this is just me, my thoughts and opinions don't mean nothing outside of myself. This is a heavy allege. This is me guessing. I'm thinking that there was some freaky deaky stuff going on transactionally in order to preserve a spot. And maybe he thought he was going to get his own show, and Tyler probably was dangling that over there. You got to keep on doing this in order to do that. And it never happened for him. And now I'm going to rack up on all these little freaky deaky escapades that we did. And I'm going to say, you tried to, you forced yourself. You know what I'm saying? It just gives that. It gives that. I just am not in, this is looking very much like the Shannon Sharp thing. Now, with the Shannon Sharp thing, he definitely was dead ass wrong. I mean, like, what 60-year-old man is messing with a 19-year-old woman? Like, that, you deserve some jail time, actually. You just better be lucky it was just money. But is this a criminal case? Is this, because let me look at the thing again. Because if this is not a criminal case, this is just for, you are just doing this. I don't know, child. I mean, I definitely, we will see what it is during his day in court if they get to that point. If Tyler does settle, that's going to sit with you, Tyler. I don't care how much you're a billionaire, and I don't care how much you made all the, your fans are going to still be your fans and still listen to your stuff, child. But if you settle, then everything he said, it was right then. You get what I'm saying? Everything he said was the God's honest truth. You get what I'm saying? So Tyler, he got himself into a pickle. And don't let nobody else come out. If Christian Keys say anything, girl, if anybody else says anything, because they there's always a lot of weird rumors around a lot of Tyler Perry's actors. They're very, like, Tyler, you better hope you really got this thing down. You better start having these people sign NDAs or something, child. Because if more people come out, it's really not going to look good for you. I mean, this situation is already going to be a stain. I mean, people are going to remember this. People are going to remember this, okay? But what do I know? Everything I said was my observations, and it's all alleged, so I ain't trying to get sued, child. But you guys will tell me what you think in the comments so we can move on and talk about this damn troglodyte of a person, Krishan Rock. Okay, because it's just a lot going on. I'm gonna read this excerpt, and I'm gonna give you guys my thoughts. Basically, Krishan Rock is accusing her sister Tareen of allegedly holding her son ransom while sharing a video of police appearing to arrive at her sister's door. And Rock claimed that Tareen was refusing to give up her son. After babysitting her, she said, in quotes, "She was not trying to open the door. You are not trying to give me my baby. She took him for ransom. I went there tonight. We waited until she pulled up. And when I called the cops, when the police arrived," Sean explained to them that she was unsure if the son is safe. Authorities ended up breaking into the home and retrieving the child. Now, when Live Bites shared a clip on Instagram, fans had mixed reactions. One said, "I'm sorry, but she's nothing but drama and can't be trusted on no level." Another person said, "Why would she take him for ransom if you gave her $15,000? This woman is the problem." Last week, Krishan claimed that she had to pay her babysitter $15,000 every time she watches her son. Tareen isn't the only sister of Krishan. We know Taseki. The two have maintained a complicated relationship over the years. During a recent appearance on the Jason Lee Show, Taseki opened up about the issues in their relationship and is doing so in reference to Blueface. She said, "I don't want to blame Blue, but I feel like he has a lot to do with the way she's been moving. She has already been moving a little bit weird, but it's like once she's got with him, it was a total different person. My mom told me to call, crying about her for hours, all the time. She got the cops to come in here and take this child. She got the child from ransom." Let me tell you something right now. I'm with the sister. I think that Rock is an unfit parent. And it's just simply that. It is just simply that. She is an unfit parent. She left her child in the car. Child could almost died. We're hearing stuff. The sister done made her responses. Let's see what the sister got to say. Okay, this is Tareen.
"Why didn't your mother instincts kick in day one when you gave birth? Why? Because I was there. It didn't kick in. When the nurses came in and told you, can they talk to you about yourself? You like, no. Just go ahead and put it out there when I was wrong. Yeah, and they said you had chlamydia. Your mother instincts didn't kick in. They said we're going to do a C-section. Guess what? You refused. You didn't want to mess up your little tattoo. Or you didn't want to get cut, right? Oh, all right. Well, your mother instincts was that then. Because you sent through that infected canal, right? You did that. So don't do that. And I encourage you. I keep asking, leave me alone. But you want to play with my children now, right? You play with my children. Talking about my grandbaby. And you know what's crazy? We will never talk about Sean because he's special and we really love him. But yo, you are foul. You are foul and disgusting. And how you playing? It's a no-go zone. It's a no-go zone."
They said, girl, them jeans work real... Them jeans is real strong over there. That family, they all look alike. I think that the aunt or the sister has saw that this girl strung out. She is in no shape to be a mother. She is in no shape to be a goddamn parent for that damn matter. And I don't think she's holding the child for ransom. I think, and I'm not trying to be morbid, but if that child stays with Krishan any longer, two things could happen. That child will be collected by Child Protective Services, or that child is going to leave us other ways. He has problems. Okay, it's very clear. And it's very clear that the sister confirmed that as well. And when you have a child that has extensive problems, you cannot just... Okay, I'm gonna be this celebrity. I'm gonna do all this other. You got your priority right now is your kid. Having the kids on streams and all this other stuff. Krishan is a crash out. They need to, honey. If the family ain't gonna do it, CPS is gonna take that damn child. I'm surprised they didn't take it now, but they probably sitting there taking notes, waiting for the opportune time to do what they have to do. Oh, she's a horrible mother. She's a horrible person. She's very violent. She kind of reminds me of some other celebrities. We ain't gonna say no names, but I mean, at least they got a little bit more sense than this person. I mean, you have not grown just an inch. Some people need to be sterilized. You get what I'm saying? Because they cannot have kids. They cannot have, they don't have the capacity to have kids. You sat there, you was smoking while you was pregnant, drinking probably when you was pregnant. You had the clap, as the sister would say, and you didn't want to get cut up. That, and that's the thing too, because if you have an STD and you're having a child, like, it can mess up the child when you're having it. That's why some people, you know, they resort to aborting, because it's going to mess up the child, which is the person's choice. It's your choice, your body, your choice, whether you want to take it to term or not. But if they suggested that you get a C-section, it could have definitely helped that child in any way. But I guess you just want to watch your figure. You didn't want to mess up your stomach or something like that, or whatever the case is. But, you know, I think she's a horrible person. I'm on the sister side, even though the sister, they all seem a little jacked up, child. I ain't gonna lie. But I think that Krishan is just not a good person. And the comments were not on her side, because they just, we can't believe Krishan lies. She lies. And she lies and lies and gets aggressive and beat up on people and then lie about that, saying that they tried it with her. I don't believe Patty Boy, one of the background singers of Tamar, said anything that would make you ever want to punch him to the point you chipping this man tooth. No, you're a violent person. Another person I feel like she gonna kill one day. She gonna murk somebody one day, and then it's gonna be like, oh my God, what? You think? Y'all just let her just do whatever. But yeah, Krishan is a piece of crap. And that's that on that. Now anyway, let's get into some of the hoochows. Okay, of the week. Because did y'all hear about this? This dude named David, this singer. Now, I used to listen to his music. I love I Can't Have Had It. Like, that's my song. He make a lot of good music. The child, they found human remains in his car, in his Tesla, child. Girl, I was like, what's going on? Do I have a little synopsis of what's going on? They saying that he's now cooperating with the LAPD after decomposing body parts were found in his impounded Tesla truck, and now a medical examiner has confirmed that the remains is of a woman. Okay, as they shared, the LAPD officers were called to an impound in Hollywood. They said that the car was like stinking, like it had a stench. So they looked into the Tesla and they found the remains. Now, I've heard that some people saying that his car was stolen, and that's probably what happened. Somebody did some stuff. I mean, that, I just think this is very weird. This is a very weird situation. I mean, he's supposed to go on tour. I don't know. This is weird. This was a weird topic this week. I don't know. Tell me what y'all think about that. We can move on a little bit. Now, another thing that I wanted to get into, not Ice of the Spice. Ice of the Spice is talking, child. They say Ice Spice is tired of the chatter about her pen game and is finally speaking up. In a new interview with Nylon, she admitted that she let people run with the narrative that she isn't lyrical, but that ends now. She said in quotes, "I think my mistake was letting folks feel that they were right. People were trying to say that I'm not a lyricist, and I kind of went with it. Like, yeah, cool." She then explained that I knew the whole time I was a lyricist, but I let them talk and be happy with their little storyline. Honey, you're not a lyricist. I mean, Ice Spice, I want artists to just stay in their lane when it comes to who they are as an artist. Like, the same reason why I felt like Imaginary Players just didn't sit right with Cardi, and it's not to be on some hater shit. I mean, if you want to call me haters, fine, it's whatever. I don't hate Cardi. I just feel a lot of her antics is just a little problematic. When it comes to the music, I think that when she makes that turn up vibe, like, she's a turn up entertaining type of girl. Ice Spice is the same. You get what I'm saying? I'm not, thank you, this shit. You're not even the fart. That's not lyricism. You know, like, it's a feeling. You get what I'm saying? She's a feeling. Like, it's not, Ice Spice is not known for the lyrics. It's about how the music, the mix, and how the words, and it's just how the nonchalantness of her vibe when she's delivering these simple rhymed lyrics. It gives you like a feeling of, yeah, you that girl, you that bitch, you at the bodega, you doing all this stuff. You get what I'm saying? You're not a lyricist, and that's okay. It's okay to not be a lyricist. I talk about celebrity gossip. I'm not one of these think piece girlies. I'm not gonna give you something that's gonna make you like contextualize the essence of a topic. You get what I'm saying? I talk my shit. I get on my soapbox and I say what I gotta say. I'm not those girlies that be going on and on. They got all the. And I'm okay with that. There's people that like that. There's people that I'm surface level when it comes to a lot of the things. And I think the same thing applies with artists like Ice Spice. You're not a lyricist, girly. And that's okay. It is okay. It does not make you any less of an artist. You know, you just turn up, girl. You turn up, girl. And that's just that one. I mean, I don't mean to sound like harsh or anything like that, because she's very successful. She did her thing. I mean, marketing. She's a marketing genius. You get what I'm saying? And she's gonna continue to do her thing. But, girl, you're not a lyricist, girl. Now, why they saying Trouble in Paradise, child? They said, look at this video, child, with Jalen Green and Drea, child. Jalen Green is young, 23-something, and Drea Michelle is, like, in her mid-30s. They over here. Oh, let me turn this down a little bit. They over here arguing. He over here telling her, I hate you. I hate you. Oh. It's looking real crazy, child. My whole thing is with Dre, you think you can control these young men. That's the thing. You thought, oh, I'm going to give me a young man. I can control him. You cannot control that boy. Okay. Weird. Just very weird. I don't think we have anything else to talk about today. I think we talked about enough. I am going to get up out of here, go do my little edits, do my little clips and stuff like that. And hopefully you guys enjoy the show. Tell me how the edit is. Is it a little bit too much? Is it a little like it's on the nose or whatever? Just let me know, because I always love to try new things and to really elevate my presence and how my videos are kind of manufactured here over here at the Darren Green TV. So yeah, I will see you guys next time. You'll probably get a weekly app probably on Wednesday, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be some updating topics. You're definitely going to get some more reels, some TikToks. It's going to start rolling in a lot more now that I'm back on the creator front over there. Because, honey, we're going to be making our money. Got to be making our money, child. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.